They left the house through the back, and after a brief wreck, made their way across to where Michaela was waiting with JB.
Where have you been? I've been shitting myself in case someone came by. I hardly know how to use this thing, and if it brought a whole other load of sick around us,
Hush, girl. It seems that our friend here has his own reasons for wanting to join us, so that should make things easier.
Michaela grunted and eyed the old man with more than a hint of suspicion. Bones noted that, and a wry grin crossed his face.
Hey, you never said anything against Ethan so you could keep your job in your hide. Ever crossed your mind you weren't the only one doing that?
Burning up. Put out the fire. Rounds will cook off.
Mildred went on one knee to check JB.
Never mind the recriminations. We need to get moving. Bones, you know this place better than just about anyone, I'd guess. What's the best route out for avoiding any trouble and moving quickly?
Those two don't necessarily go together. There are some points where there isn't much of a guard, and one or two blind spots. But with him on a stretcher, they aren't practical.
Then give us something that is.
I will if you let me think. It's not as easy as that. Ethan keeps this ville sewn up a lot tighter than most people know. But seeing as it's the hunt, if... This could be good. But we'll have to hurry.
Mildred took one end of the stretcher gurney while Michaela grabbed the other. Bones waited, barely patiently, then set off, gesturing them to follow. Neither woman had the slightest idea what he had in mind, but they had no option but to trust him at the moment. Bones led them through a maze of streets, pausing at every intersection to check that there was no one in sight, and gradually the wall around the ville became more and more visible, until it took up the whole of the horizon, and they were virtually beneath it. It loomed up over them, daunting and impossible to scale with the stretcher. The three of them, with JB barely conscious on his stretcher, stood at the end of an alley. In front of them was a stretch of bare earth that led to the wall, which was about 15 feet in height and composed of scavenged brick, rock, and lumps of reinforced concrete that had been somehow jammed and joined together to form a seemingly impassable barrier. Lookout posts along the wall were manned by SMGs mounted on tripods. Mildred couldn't make them out from this distance, but she suspected that they may be old Thompsons, working on belt or drum ammo that had been traded from somewhere. The important point was that the posts were empty.
Knew it. Ethan's been putting on a big show for Big Jack, and he's pulled everyone over to the hunt. See, this isn't as big a ville as he'd like everyone to think. If we can get up the wall, then we'll be fine. There's no chance of anyone getting back yet. It's far too early.
Mildred studied the wall, and then looked at Michaela, Bones, and the prone JB. The young healer was wiry, but her strength was an unknown quantity. Mildred had no doubt that she could make the climb on her own, but with a stretcher? She no longer had any doubts about the old man's sincerity, but looking at him, standing against the wall of a house, blowing hard and red in the face after such a short trek, she very much doubted if he could get over the wall under his own steam. Bones caught the look of apprehension in Mildred's face and gave her a sly grin.
You didn't think I was going to make you climb that and haul your man here after you, did you? Think I'm up to doing that myself? Listen, do you really think that there's only the one gate in and out of the city? How stupid would that be? Especially as the old city is behind this wall, on the far side of the gated wall, and we're always bringing stuff back.
There's another way out, but we always...
Yeah, I know. You kids are always risking climbing the wall, and to be honest, the Sekhmen ignore you because they used to do the same thing. But that's not what I mean. You see, in order to get things into the ville and not have to risk riding them around the walls, and also have a little something up his sleeve if ever we came under attack, Ethan had a tunnel constructed under the wall. Only the salvage squads know about it, and they keep quiet because they don't want to incur the Baron's wrath.
And you knew about it, too.
Who taught these fuckers all that they know?
Well, stop talking about it and lead us to it.
She could hear the faint sounds of the cheering crowds from the far side of the ville, and was aware of the uneasy feeling in her gut that told her not only was there very little time to waste, but that the sounds were those of her friends in peril. She'd feel better once they were out in the old city, making some kind of progress. All this went through her mind in the split second it took Bones to beckon them to follow him. The old man led them across the open ground until they reached the area underneath one of the gun emplacements and lookout posts. He slowed as they approached the wall, Michaela and Mildred wheeling JB as quickly as possible across the rough ground. They avoided jarring the ailing armorer as much as possible, but there were still a few rough patches of ground that made him moan as his body was jolted on the gurney. Bones was waiting for them to catch up, a sly grin on his face. He was standing in front of an area of concrete that spread out under the base of the emplacement. It seemed solid enough, but there was something about the arrangement of dirt covering it that seemed to Mildred's eyes unnatural. It took her a few seconds to realize that, unlike the rest of the area around, this section of concrete was covered by dirt that carried no human or animal tracks, suggesting that it had recently been covered over to make it blend in. A smile similar to the old man's flashed across Mildred's face.
Nice. Very nice.
I thought you'd appreciate it.
Bones bent and pulled at a seam in the concrete floor, barely visible through the layer of dirt. The slab started to lift, and sweat started to bead the old man's forehead.
Guess I'm not as strong as I used to be. Someone give me a hand.
Mildred stepped forward, first casting a glance at Michaela so that the healer should know to keep an eye on the old man just in case. She stood beside Bones and locked her fingers under the ridged edge of the concrete. It was heavier than she had expected, a good 2 inches thick, and she was a little surprised at how far he'd managed to lift it on his own. Together, they heaved, muscles straining to get the slab up. Then it gave way suddenly, and the momentum they had built up made them both topple backward into the dirt.
Shit!
Mildred cursed loudly and rolled out of the way of the slab, thinking that it would fall on top of them, and was surprised to see that Bone stayed where he had fallen.
Move, you dumb old coot!
Ta-da!
Bones held his arms aloft as the slab stopped about 2 feet from his face. He wriggled out from beneath its shadow and got to his feet, dusting himself down.
Guess I forgot to add that it was hinged.
Mildred bit back the angry reply that sprang to her tongue. This was no time for playing games. She walked over to where the slab was now revealed as a hinged trapdoor. It led down a shallow slope that dog-legged into a tunnel about 5 feet high and 4 feet wide, the earthen side shored up by timber and concrete struts. Bones took in her expression of doubt.
It's safer than it looks. We've used it for a long time and worked out how small we could make it and still get all the old shit we wanted through there. That way, if anyone on the other side found it, it wouldn't give them that much in the way of access, and all we'd have to do is fire the damn tunnel.
Mildred looked down into the narrow depths. Certainly anything that was in there, if it was fired, wouldn't last for long. A shiver ran down her spine when she thought that she, Michaela, and John would be down there in a moment.
What about light? And where does it come out?
Flashlights, usually old ones we've charged from generators. I figured out how to recharge old pre-dock batteries a long while back. Can't use naked flame, it uses up oxygen too quickly, and the smoke is a killer. No ventilation, see?
Well, neither one of us has a flashlight. Do you?
Didn't think to pack one. I was a little surprised by you, after all. But don't worry, it's not a tunnel of great length, and there are no branches. You're not likely to get lost down there. And don't tell me you're afraid of the dark.
Not funny, Bones. We've got a sick man to transport, and the last thing we want is any of us stumbling on roots or rocks and twisting an ankle. So if this tunnel isn't that long, tell me where it comes out.
Oh, sorry. As to where it comes out, just on the other side of this wall is a 500-yard zone that was cleared to expose anything or anyone that may want to sneak up on the villa wall. On the edge of that zone is the remains of an old building that was raised to mark the end of the zone. The cellar is still intact, and the tunnel comes out into that cellar. The entrance is disguised on the old ground floor of the building. If you want to know for sure how far we're going to have to go in the dark, I'd say to add on another couple of 100 yards, as it doesn't go straight, and we need to get past the wall from this side.
Mildred listened intently. They'd have to hurry to get out of sight before the set guard returned to the wall on this side of the ville, but at the same time, too much haste in the darkness could lead to an accident. It was a hell of a distance to cover in the dark, with a sick man on a stretcher.
What about the entrance on the other end? Think it'll be like this one?
Didn't expect this one to be so stiff. It suggests that there hasn't been anyone going into the old city for some time. Maybe we'll really have to put our shoulders to the other end to open it. Should be like this one, though. Get it past a certain point, and it'll give with its own momentum.
Mildred wasn't looking forward to this one little bit, but it had to be done. She went over to Michaela, who was tending to JB. The armorer was muttering to himself, twisting and turning on the gurney, evidently in some distress.
I think we need to get the hell out of here and make a run for it. I don't like the way he's going. I reckon that we don't have much time on this score, even if Ethan's thugs leave us alone for ages and don't realize we're gone.